وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى خاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. The prayers of the 16th of Ramadan. الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم وفقني فيه لمرافقة الأبرار، وجنبني فيه من مرافقة الأشرار، وآوني فيه برحمتك إلى دار القرار بإلهيتك يا إله العالمين. There are a number of things that influence the character of the human being. Our personality, our characters is influenced by numerous factors and elements. One of them is your parents, the genetic disposition in the family. Definitely it will have a bearing on your character, on your personality, on who you are. The teachers that you study under them, your mentors, your teachers, definitely they play a major role in shaping and constructing your character. Also, the environment around you has an influence on you. But most importantly, my friends, most importantly are the friends, your friends. Your friends, they have a huge impact on your akhlaq, your manners, your behavior, your character. Your friends. A friend can make you the happiest person, and also a friend can make you the most miserable person. The friends who are around you. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَإِنَّ طَبْعَكَ يَسْرُقُ مِنْ طَبْعِهِ وَأَنْتَ لَا تَعْلَمُ. When you have a friend, your character is impacted secretly by your friend while you are still unaware. You don't pay attention to it. You don't feel it. You are learning from him or her without you feeling and realizing. So be careful. Be careful who to choose. The Prophet ﷺ says, Allahumma, O my Lord, waffiqni, enable me. Fihi, in the day, in the 16th day of Ramadan, لمرافقت الأبرار, to accompany, مرافقة means to accompany, to befriend those who are righteous. الأبرار, الأبرار comes from بر, and بر, كل عمل خير ينتفع منه الناس. Every good deed that people draw benefit from it is a righteous deed, is bir, virtuous deed. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with the good, with the virtuous. Stay away from the bad. If those bad are among your family, stay away from them. If they are among your friends, stay away from them. Stay away from the evil and the bad. اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Be with the truthful, be with the honest. And if you are with the truthful, you're going to speak the truth. If you are in the company of liars and cheaters, you're going to lie. You're going to learn from them. You're going to learn dishonesty and lying and cheating from your friends. They impact your character. Do you know that all these Destructive habits. What are the destructive habits? Smoking is one of them. Drinking alcohol is one of them. Drugs, all types of drugs are one of them. Gambling is one of them. Stealing is one of them. These are habits, bad habits. These bad habits are learned, do you know from where? From the friends. Most of the people who started smoking, they tell you, I was with my friends who used to smoke, and they presented me with a cigarette. Maybe the first day he said no, the second day he had the courage and the brain to say no, but the third day he succumbed to peer pressure. Same thing with drugs. Those who are a drugs addict, addicted to drugs. You know how they started their journey, their miserable journey? Because of a bad friend in the neighborhood, in the school, in their area, in their family, who presented them with drugs. Take this and see how good you feel. You feel high. You forget your problems. You forget that you are doing bad in the school. Try this. They tell them to try this. And they try it. And maybe they feel high. But then after that, they start in the long run feeling low and very low, feeling devastated after they get addicted to it. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol, same thing. I read a story of a 16 years old who went to her friend's house. She did not drink, but there was a party. The parents were irresponsible enough to allow her to go to that party. And what do they do in the party? They recite Dua al-Iftitah. Huh? What do they do in parties here? Nothing but alcohol and drugs and dancing and cheap talks, bad talks, swearing and cursing and the F word and this word and that word. This is why keep your kids. Don't send them to these parties. Tell them no birthday party. If you are not sure of the family and the values of the family and the principles of the family, then don't send your kids. Don't send them. Because you are sending them to Jahannam to destroy themselves. Believe me. She was 16 and then they insisted on her to drink. And she said, because I was embarrassed. I did not want to be left alone. The only one who does not drink. And I wanted to respect my friend, so I listened to my friend, my female friend, when she asked me to drink. And she drinks, and of course they would not only present her with one, I don't know whether they call it glass or whatever, bottle or whatever it is. The second drink, the third one, the fourth, until she was drunk. And because she was a drunk, she was raped by boys in that party. They took advantage of her. So she, when she's awakened, she goes back to her senses. She realizes that she has been raped. And then not only that. Now she's used to drinking. She started to drink from that night. It was a turning point. This trip to this party was a turning point to the worse in her life. Be careful, my friends. Be careful of the friends. Don't hurt yourself because you do not want to hurt your friend. Take care of yourself. You have to care about yourself before caring about your friend. A bad friend should be hurt. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to her. Never respect bad friends. Bad friends are going to send you to misery. To misery. They destroy your life. They destroy your future. They destroy your character. Don't listen to them. Do not succumb to peer pressure. And this is not only for teenagers. Sometimes bad friends, they influence someone who's in her 40, in her 50. I know a wife who had a good life. She had children, but because of an evil friend in her neighborhood, she got to know someone evil, with evil character, someone who was jealous. She poisoned her mind. She kept insisting on her, teaching her how to rebel against her family, against her husband. In the past, she was respectful of her husband. She would respect him. They had good life. But because of the influence of this evil friend, she was giving her courses, teaching her how to rebel. She would tell her, don't listen to him. Don't. Be free. Answer him. Be tough with him. So she started to change slowly, slowly. And you know, sometimes the husband comes back home, he's exhausted, he's tired, working many hours, and he expects to see some smiles. He does not want to be frowned upon. He expects a nice, welcoming word from his wife. But if the wife becomes salipa, with sharp tongue and disrespect, then this is going to ignite the conflict in the family. Slowly, slowly, when he comes back, rather than telling him, welcome home, may Allah help you, may Allah this, may Allah that, she kept interrogating him. Why are you late today? You are 5 minutes late. I don't like this. Where is money? Where is this? Why our house is so small? Why we are not moving to a bigger house? Why? Until it reached the court. I was a witness in that incident. I remember. Because of the influence of her bad friend. Do you know that some people around you, they become jealous of you? They don't want you to enjoy your marital life. They don't want you to enjoy your life with your family. So they come and whisper like shaitan in your ears, as a husband, as a wife, to corrupt, to destroy your life. Do not listen to them. Do not be naive to listen to evil people. You have to be smart. You have to be smart. So sometimes the influence of the friend is not confined to our little children or the teenagers. Even if you are 40 years old, 50 years old, 70 years old, be careful of the bad company. Allahumma waffiqni fih. لِمُرَافَقَةِ الْأَبْرَارِ. Enable me to be in the company of the virtuous, of the righteous, al-abrar. Al-abrar. Some people in the community I know, they pray, they fast, they never miss their prayers, and they fast. But once they go with the bad people in the house of someone who's bad, he has a session, he invited them for a meal, and once they go inside that environment, they change 180%. They forget about who they are. They forget their values, their Islamic values. Because they are surrounded by evils. They have weak spirit that when they go, rather than influencing others and trying to change them and advise them, they get influenced. Be strong. They lose themselves. Therefore, you should not go. Don't go to many places. Do you have to go to every invitation? Do you have to respond to every invitation of birthday and wedding and graduation and whatever and baby shower and mother shower and this and that? You don't have to. You don't have to. If you are not sure of yourself, say no. Save your honor. Save your respect. Save your religion and your faith. Don't go to these places. Don't. The Prophet says, وَجَنِّبْنِي, protect me, shield me. مِنْ مُرَافِيهِ مِنْ مُرَافَقَةِ الْأَشْرَارِ. I don't want to be around the bad people. Because once you go, you cannot control yourself, my friend. I am telling you. Once you decide to go to that house, to that party, to that wedding, you cannot resist. Your resistance becomes zero. Do you know why? Because all people who are around you are drinking. So you look at yourself left out. And Shaitan comes to you and says, 300 people, 400 people are here dancing and drinking. You are alone standing in the corner. Come on, join them. And all of a sudden you see this person who is musalli and sa'im and he does salatul layl. All of a sudden he starts to dance left and right. And nowadays, of course, people can see you because YouTube can get you anywhere, believe me. With these smartphones, people record you and you cannot deny. People say, you went to this wedding, you went to this party, you went to this place, look at yourself. And above all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can see you all the time. All the times. So respect your honor. We have to have values. We have to be strong enough to say, no, sorry, I'm not going to come. Please, please forgive me. I don't want to contaminate and poison myself in this environment. Keep me away from it. Be honorable. Be honorable. If you keep yourself honorable, Allah will increase your honor. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى. They were honorable, we increased their honor. We increase their protection. We increase the level of their respect. But if you don't respect yourself, do not expect God to respect you. Those who do not respect themselves, God is going to disrespect them. Al-Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam says, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْلَمَ أَنَّ فِيكَ خَيْرًا. How do you want to know whether you are a good person or not a good person? This is self-examination. Self-examination. Don't go and ask people. Do this to yourself. Self-examination. Self-examine yourself and you will find the answer. He says, فَإِنْ كَانَ فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. Look at your heart. Look at your heart. Where is your heart? In what direction is your heart? فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. فَإِنْ كَانَ يُحِبُّ أَهْلَ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَيَبْغَضُ أَهْلَ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ فَفِيكَ خَيْرٌ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّكَ. Look at your heart. If your heart is inclined towards those who are pious and virtuous and righteous, and if your heart is disinclined, not in the direction of those who are non-virtuous, then this means that there is a lot of goodness in you and God loves you. Look at your heart. Ask yourself, you have 50 friends, at least 50 friends. Tonight, before you go to bed, before you sleep, examine your friends. Are they virtuous or not? Are they mu'min or munafiq? What is the character of a mu'min? A mu'min, 5 daily prayers, they pray them on time. They never miss fasting for no reason. They do good to their parents. They do good to their family. They don't lie. They don't cheat. They don't drink. They don't do drugs. They don't hurt others. These are the characters of a believer. They are very helpful to people around them. This is the character of the mu'min. So, if these friends, they have these characters and you love them, then you are one of them. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mar'u ma'a man yuhib. You are going to be in the company of those that you love. But if your heart is somewhere else, your heart is with your friend because she teaches you dancing. Your heart is with your friend because you drink together. Or maybe you don't drink, he drinks, but you still respect him. He does gambling, you still respect him. He does drugs, you still respect him. He's a liar, he's a thief, you still respect him. He does not love God, he does not. You know, some Muslims, we have some Muslims. In Ramadan, believe me, Ramadan comes and goes and they never hear about Ramadan. Did I tell you this story? Maybe 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, I was sitting in the office And it was either 25th or 26th of Ramadan, towards the end. Somebody called, he said, when Ramadan starts? Can you tell me when Ramadan starts? And it was 25th of Ramadan. Some people who are born in Muslim families, they go to every nightclub, to every place of partying and dancing and drinking. Never in their life they come to the masjid. Not even once. And you know them, you see them. You know when we see them, when I see them, when there is a cemetery, burial, I go, someone is being buried, I see those people there. Yeah, their name is Muslims. But no Islamic character. They disconnected themselves completely from God. God is the last thing on their mind. The last thing on their mind. Stay away from them. Stay away from them. Keep yourself safe. Don't go into that direction. Those people at the time of death, they're going to see themselves empty-handed. They have done nothing for their akhir. All their effort, all their wealth, all their concern was about this little dunya. At the time of death, they say, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Oh, please, now I realize there is death. There is hisab, there is day of judgment, there is a grave on that day. Allah says, sorry, it's too late. رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. كَلَّا, the answer comes, nay. إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. We gave you 70 years. Never came across your mind to go to the masjid during Ramadan to say astaghfirullah, to say, oh God, I need to get close to you. Never. Now, at the time of Israel, you are asking us to send you back? Never. Stay away from those, my friends. Life is too short. You have to be surrounded by good company, not bad. Good company. Do not make yourself cheap and befriend any person. Make yourself honorable by befriending those who have good qualities. They teach you good things. And friendship is of various types. There is a friend who's opportunistic. He is with you as long as he can draw benefit from you. The day he does not draw benefit, you would never see his face. Stay away from this friend. The friend who bases his friendship on benefit, material benefit from you, stay away from him. There is no good in him or her. Stay away from them. As long as there is benefit, he greets you, he smiles to you, he's friendly with you. The day there is no material benefit, he never answers your salam. Stay away from this person. They take advantage of you. They don't have loyalty. Stay away. And not only he turns away from you, he becomes your enemy. He starts attacking you, bad-mouthing you. Why? Because the benefit stopped. This is an opportunistic person. Stay away from that person. Another person, he's your friend, but he's jealous of you. He claims that he's your friend, but he's jealous. Whenever you succeed in something, he becomes sick. He stays in bed for 3 days. Again, why do you waste your time with such a friend? Stay away from someone who's jealous, someone who has hate. Don't put your trust in such people. They turn against you one day. Be with a friend who's loyal and who's good. And he can advise you. He can save you. He can protect you. He loves you and he cares about you. And don't tell me we don't have such people in the community. We do have. We do have some wonderful people in our own community that deserve your friendship and your brotherhood and your sisterhood. Be with those people. A person who's loyal and who's good, صديق الفضيلة, never part with such a person. Even if he gets angry at you one day, stay with him. Stay with her. Do not separate. Because at the end, you're going to learn from them. They're going to influence you. Sometimes a friend may not give you money or food or shelter, but he can give you inspiration. You are down, you feel down. That person comes into your life with a few words. He can regenerate you. He can resurrect you again. This is a big benefit. Sometimes he can give you an advice, a very important advice in your life. If you take it, you will succeed. He will save you from danger. So stay with that friend. They say there were two friends who were traveling in the desert. Old friends, they decided to travel together in the desert. The weather was very hot. They got lost. No GPS, no reception. They don't know the direction. One of them says, let's go into this direction. The other says, no, this is the direction. So they were arguing among themselves, and they were thirsty. The weather was hot. They were frustrated. While they were arguing, one of them slapped the other on his face. The victim did not say anything. All what he did, his reaction was, he sat on the ground and there was sands around him. So he drew with his finger. He wrote on the sand that today I had an argument with my friend and he slapped me on my face, period. And then they started walking again until they reached an oasis. There were small lake, there were trees, there were, you know, place of rest area, and they reached the drinking water, they were drinking, they were happy, and then they decided to swim because the weather was very hot. One of them, the perpetrator, he was a good swimmer, but the victim was not a good swimmer like me. So they went inside to swim. All of a sudden, the one who was the victim, who took the slap on his face, was about to drown. So he started screaming. That friend came to his aid, and he saved his life. He took him out of the lake. So the victim had a knife with him. Don't carry knives with you guys, huh? Remember, no knives. This is in the old days. They needed the knife. Today, we don't need knife, alhamdulillah. The knives, we keep it with our mothers in the kitchen. So, he took a knife and he went to a stone and he engraved on the stone the following sentence. He said, today, I was swimming, I was about to drown, and my friend saved my life. So, his friend came to him. He said to him, listen, within 2 hours, you wrote two sentences. Both of them are true. But one of them on the sand, the second you engraved it on the stone. Why? He said, yes. The one I wrote it on the sand, it was temporary. The wind will come and blow it away, and the sentence is going to go away. The one I put it on the stone, it's going to stay forever. Because this is your true nature. You are my true friend and you save my life. Maybe once in a while you get angry with me, you slap me on my face, but this is temporary. Your real nature is to save me. So sometimes a friend can be angry with you, but this is good for you. You have to take it. You have to be patient. Sometimes your mother becomes angry with you, not because she hates you, but because she wants to protect you. The same thing with the fathers, the same thing with the brother, the same thing with the husband, the same thing with the wife. So try to choose a friend, as the Prophet says, Al-Abrar, Al-Abrar. Life is too short. God does not want you to have 500 friends. God says if you can have 2 good friends, it's very good and very enough. rather than having 500 friends, all of them are bad. You have to look for the quality, not the quantity. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya' minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'wat innaka ghafirul khati'at a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim amman yujibul muftar idha da'ahu wa yakshifus su' amman yujibul muftar idha da'ahu wa yakshifus su' أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلوات